Tune into the Sports Talk with Big Sarge podcast. I'm your host, Big Sarge. Make sure you subscribe to the Sports Talk with Big Sarge podcast, available wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure you follow me on the app formerly known as Twitter at Big Sarge Sports with the Z at the end, and on Instagram at Big Sarge Sports with the Z at the end. Follow me on the Tik and the Talk at Big Sarge Media, and make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel at Big Sarge Media. What's going on, y'all? It's been a minute. But you know what, though? You know what? I'm so glad that I'm so happy that something is going on the... Yeah, I don't know. Can we do angry? I can't do the Angry Bird sounds anymore, right? Because since Twitter changed to X and now it's just the logo of X. Thanks, Elon Musk, Musty. I appreciate that, Elon Musty. You don't look like he musty. Yeah, I just got my, that's going to get my Twitter page banned or X or whatever they're calling it these days. Once again, you tune into the Sports Talk with Big Sarge podcast. I'm your host, Big Sarge. Let me jump right into it. On today, the Houston Texans traded a 2025 second round pick for former Buffalo Bills wide receiver Stephon Diggs. In return, the Houston Texans got, of course, Stephon Diggs, a 2024 sixth round pick and a 2025 fifth round pick. What a win for the Houston Texans. Side note, yo, I don't know if y'all been paying attention or not, but the Houston Texans are winning the offseason acquisitions. They're winning the offseason with the moves that they've made to improve on that team. The Houston Texans are winning the offseason, and the draft ain't even here yet. And if we're keeping, if we're keeping notes, I don't think that Nick Caserio is done willing and dealing yet. I think that Nick Caserio still got a couple of more things up his sleeve, just like I was told when I was at the 2024 NFL Combine. But the Houston Texans are winning the offseason. There's nobody that's had a better offseason than the Houston Texans. And I know it's the, oh, look at what the Tennessee Titans did. Yeah, they ain't doing what the Houston Texans did. Jacksonville Jaguars ain't doing what the Houston Texans did. And they didn't even get Saquon Barkley, and they still winning the offseason. So by getting Stephon Diggs, right, that's a win for quarterback C.J. Stroud. That's a win for offensive coordinator Bobby Slowick. That's a win for that wide receiver room. Like, that is just a win because Stephon Diggs is a dog. Wait, hold on. I got to do it right. Hey, Laramie, what'd you think about Stephon Diggs? Dog. Listen, as soon as you ask him, I'm talking about Pro Bowl left tackle Laramie Tunsil for the Houston Texans. As soon as he talks to the media this year, right? As soon as we're able to talk to him, probably doing OTAs, he'll say, Laramie, what you think about getting running back Joe Mixon? Dog. What about Danielle Hunter? Dog. What about Stephon Diggs? Dog. Like, that's when you know you've made it with the Houston Texans, when Laramie Tunsil certifies you as a dog. But Stephon Diggs is a dog. 4 years at Buffalo, 445 receptions, 5,372 yards receiving, 37 touchdowns. He averaged over 1,150 yards per season. In his first season with the Buffalo Bills, he was an all-pro in 2020. So here's the thing, though, right? So here's the thing.
But wait, hear me out.
You know, Stephon Diggs has been labeled as a diva, right? He's been labeled as a diva when he was with the Minnesota Vikings. He's been labeled a diva when he was with the Buffalo Bills. But I think that he only pulls diva moves when he's ready to get out of a situation. It isn't like he doesn't give the team that he's with a chance, but he sees something. And he's just ready to get out of that situation. And, you know, being under contract like that, he only knows one way to get out of it, I guess, and that's to be a diva. I don't know. I've never met Stephon Diggs. I've never had personal conversations with Stephon Diggs, so I don't know what he's like as far as being in the locker room. I don't know what he's like, you know, on a team. Just know that it just seems like whenever he's ready to leave a situation, he gets labeled a diva because I guess he tells how he really feels. But the Houston Texans aren't the Minnesota Vikings. The Houston Texans aren't the Buffalo Bills. Texans head coach D'Amico Ryans runs a tight ship. Like, it ain't gonna be coming in there with all that diva attitude. Oh, he gonna stop that at the door. At the door. It's gonna stop. It won't be all of that. And even when it's time for him to, you know, maybe ask for a contract extension or when his time is up in 2027, his time is just gonna be up. If he gets to acting crazy, D'Amico gonna say, "Hey, we was winning we was winning before you got here. We's winning while you're here. We's gonna be winning when you're gone." And that is not how head coach D'Amico Ryans talk. That's just how Sarge say it. You know, Sarge is a little country. Sarge is a little ghetto. Sarge is a little intelligent. Sarge is a little bougie. You know, ain't no telling what you're going to get from me. Hell, if you ask a couple of my colleagues, they'll tell you, yeah, Sarge a diva too. I'm a diva. I'm a diva. A diva is a female of a hustler. Side note, y'all see me with this cowboy hat on. Y'all know what I've been listening to on repeat for the last week. Well, it ain't been quite a week yet, but I've listened to Cowboy Carter by Beyonce Knowles for so many days that I feel like it's been a week. Ooh, that thing is smoking. I digress. Once again, the Houston Texans aren't the Minnesota Vikings. They're not the Buffalo Bills. Head coach D'Amico Ryans is not the coaches for the Vikings, nor the coach for the Bills. Quarterback C.J. Stroud is not Kirk Cousins. He is not Josh Allen. He has great command of the locker room. He's well-respected in the locker room. He was voted as a team captain as a rookie. He has great command of the huddle. He has a keen sense of awareness of what's going on at all times, offensively and defensively during a football game. Him and Bobby Slowick share a brain. Now, that's no knock at Kirk Cousins. That's no knock at Josh Allen. I don't know how they operate. I only go by what I see. But as a credentialed media member who covers the Houston Texans daily, who's in the locker room, who's at practice, who's at games, I can talk about C.J. Stroud just being around him for that 1 year. And I can tell you right now, you don't hear them things that you hear about Kirk Cousins. You don't hear them things that you hear about Josh Allen. And he's only been in the league 1 year. Now, outside of being a diva per se, they say that Stephon Diggs is going to command the ball, right? They're saying that he's going to command the ball. He's going to tell, if he's not getting enough passes, he's going to go to CJ and tell him, "Hey, I need the ball." CJ ain't got an issue with spreading the ball around, though. He doesn't. And I don't think he's going to have an issue spreading the ball around to him, to Nico Collins, or to Tank Dell. But just in case, you know, you don't believe what Sarge is saying, hold on 1 second.
But wait, hear me out.
I just looked at my wrist, I got time today.
It kind of made me laugh. It took me way back, back down memory lane.
Let's go back down memory lane for a second. Let's just go back down memory lane for 1 second. So before CJ Stroud became quarterback, before he became quarterback for the Houston Texans, before he was named the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year this past season, he was a quarterback for 2 years at Ohio State, right? Let me give you the numbers for CJ Stroud. Of course, you know that he was also, in those 2 years, he was also up for the Heisman as well, right? Right. So let me give you 2 years worth of stats for CJ Stroud. In 2021, he had 4,435 yards passing, 44 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. In 2022, he had 3,688 yards passing, 41 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. In 2 years, 2 years at Ohio State, he passed for a combined 8,123 yards, threw for 85 touchdowns, and had 12 interceptions. Side note, hold on for a second.
But wait, hear me out.
Hey, so you know, if you look at the stats I just gave you when CJ Stroud was at Ohio State in 2021, and then you look at the stats from 2022, and then you take into account his rookie season with the Texans, went through for 4,108 yards, 23 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions, right? Let me make sure I got that right. Yes. 4,108 yards, 23 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Do you know in 3 years, CJ has thrown for over 12,000 yards, over 100 touchdowns? And then this is when it gets better. This is when I'm about to cause
emotional damage.
17 interceptions in 3 years. 17 interceptions in 3 years. But I digress. Let's get back on point here, Sarge. Get back on point. You got some other things that you need to do. You know, you're going to be on the you're also going to be on the podcast with Cody Davis and John Hickman on the Locked On Texans podcast. We're going to be talking about this as well. So, you know, you got to get back on point, Sarge. So what are you saying? Here's what I'm saying. 2 years at Ohio State. Do you know who his wide receivers was in 2021? Do you know who CJ Stroud was throwing the ball to in 2021? Garrett Wilson, Jackson Smith and Jigba, and Chris Olave. If those names sound familiar to you, yeah, that's right, because they're all playing in the NFL right now. And if I'm not mistaken, hey, didn't Garrett Wilson win NFL Offensive Rookie of the year prior to CJ winning it? CJ's first year as a starting quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes, he was throwing to Garrett Wilson, 70 receptions, 1,058 yards, 12 touchdowns. Jackson Smith and Jigba, 95 receptions, 1,606 yards, 9 touchdowns. Chris Olave, 65 receptions, 936 yards, 13 touchdowns. Where in the hell do you people think that CJ is going to have an issue spreading the ball around? Hey, don't worry. I you know what?
I just looked at my wrist. I got time today.
I got time. I have time. I'm on the wait. Go ahead. Do your thing. Do your thing, Twitter. Do your thing and tell Sarge he's wrong. I'm waiting. You love to do it. I'm listening. I'm going to sit back and just laugh at you. Ha ha. I'm going to chuckle. Garrett Wilson, Jackson Smith, and Jigba, and Chris Olave. NFL wide receivers. And not just wide receivers that were taken in late rounds, high draft picks. And CJ was able to spread the ball around to them. The next year, he had Marvin Harrison, who had 77 yards. Let me take that back. Marvin Harrison Jr. was also on that team, but he was only able to get 36 of those passes because it's only so much football that can be thrown around to these different receivers. So Marvin Harrison Jr. was on that too, but I think he only had 36 receptions. But that next year, under CJ, he had 77 catches, 1,263 yards, 14 touchdowns. Emeka, make sure I pronounce his name right, Igbuke, I'm going to make sure, Emeka, E-G-B-U-K-A, the other wide receiver for Ohio State, 74 receptions, 1,150 yards, 10 touchdowns. He has 6 games, over 110 yards receiving. And you're trying to tell me that CJ not going to be able to get the ball to Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Stephon Diggs, Dalton Schultz? When we've seen what this young man can do, when we've seen who he is and what he's going to be, that was just his rookie season. You've seen who he can and what he can be. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Side note before I get up out of here.
You know, defenses are going to adjust to CJ in his next year. And with them adjusting, he's going to go through the sophomore slump. CJ is going to have a sophomore slump with the schedule that they're going to be playing and the amount of good defenses they're going to be playing. CJ is going to have the sophomore slump. Really?
Nick Caserio, general manager for the Houston Texans, went out and got him Joe Mixon. Nick Caserio went out and got him Stephon Diggs. Nick Caserio went out and made sure to re-sign tight end Dalton Schultz. You already seen what Nico Collins can do with CJ. We seen in the limited time before Tank got hurt what Tank can do with CJ. How in the hell you think he finna have a sophomore slump? Some of y'all be saying some of the dumbest and the craziest I've ever heard in my life, hand over heart. It doesn't even make any sense. Well, Sarge, what about the offensive line? Well, did you see what the makeshift offensive line did for him last year? There were some games that he had to get adjusted to playing with a different player that was on the line. But for the most part, they kept CJ upright. And guess what? Now you're still going to have Laramie Tunsil. Kenyon Green is going to be back. And I'm pretty sure after watching the way that they played, I'm pretty sure he's going to come back in very good shape. And if he doesn't, you can still put Juice Scruggs at the guard position, the left guard position, and put Patterson at center. But if Kenyon Green is back healthy and playing the way that we think that he should be playing, he'll be the left guard. Juice Scruggs will be the center. Shaq Mason will be the right guard. And Titus Howard would be the right tackle. That is a damn good offensive line. A damn good offensive line. So do I see CJ having, you know, some struggle sometimes in the game? Of course. All the good quarterbacks do. All the good quarterbacks struggle at some point during the season. But I do not think that CJ Stroud is going to have a sophomore slump, nor do I think that he's going to have an issue spreading the ball around. If anything, I am pretty sure right now, if I know offensive coordinator Bobby Slowick like I know him, talk to him every week during the season, on and off the record, I'm pretty sure he already got, now especially since they got Stephon Diggs, oh, he didn't just went in and added at least 70 more plays. Yeah. I can't wait. And the last thing that I have, Texans fans, not all of you, because some of you all just jumped on the bandwagon last year. Some of you all just jumped on the bandwagon. Just last year when they won the AFC South, when they made it to the second round of the NFL playoffs. You just jumped on board with CJ, with Tank, with Will Anderson, with Nico, Derek Stingley. Like, y'all just jumped on board. I'm not talking to you all who just got on the train. I'm talking to the ones who have been on the train, who was on the train when Bill O'Brien decided to wreck the train. I'm talking about the ones who were there when David Culley couldn't fix the train. I'm talking about the ones that was there that when the train got fixed, Lovie Smith decided to drive it from the back of the train instead of the front, from the caboose. Chris, it's the caboose that's behind, right? That's my wife. Love her to death. That's who I'm talking about. I'm talking to those fans who stayed on that train when it was broke, when it couldn't get fixed, and when it was going in the wrong direction. Until D'Amico Ryan showed up, put that thing back on track, and has it going towards the destination that they are hoping for. Those are the fans I'm talking to. Those fans, hey man, congratulations. It looks like the Houston Texans, even, you know, it just looks like they're back. It looks like they are doing what they're supposed to do. They're showing you. Kyle McNair, Hannah McNair, Nick Caserio, Greg Grissom, Doug Vossen, all of those people, D'Amico Ryans I keep mentioning, they're showing you that they want to win. They're not just in the league to make money. They're showing you we're trying to put the best product on the field. So for those fans who've been on that train, some of you all been on that train since Texas came into existence in 2002, right? Some of y'all been on that train since 2002. Some of y'all hopped off that train when that whole Deshaun Watson stuff started happening and when Bill O'Brien decided to trade away all the picks and leave the cupboard bare. Some of y'all jumped off the train. Some of y'all jumped off the train when Jack Easterby was involved in the Houston Texans organization. A lot of you all stayed on. For those fans who stayed on, I just want to give you a big sore salute and tell you, hey, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, I said joy, happiness, elation, that good feeling you got on the inside, joy comes in the morning. Cash App, $, Brian Bearfield, send me tithes and offering because I just took y'all to church. Make sure you subscribe to the Sports Talk with Big Sarge podcast, available wherever you get your podcast from. Follow me on the Twitter, the app formerly known as Twitter, which is X, at Big Sarge Sports with the Z at the end. On Instagram, with Big Sarge Sports at the Z at the end. On the Tick and the Talk at Big Sarge Media. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, Big Sarge Media. I got to do it, Krizzle. I'm out.
Hard work. Hard work. Hard work.